This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. After the London attack in the province of Interior, we heard that some sisters are thinking about taking off their hijab. And I hope that they will not leave their hijab, and I hope that they will never do it. This should not be the reaction of the true believers when they are stricken with a calamity. True believers are invited to be patient in the Quran, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Give glad tidings to the patient. There are those who, when stricken with a calamity, they say, surely we belong to Allah and we will all return to Him. There are those who will receive Allah's blessings and mercy, and it is they who are the rightly guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is commanding His Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to give glad tidings to the true believers for their patience. And glad tidings here are usually, you know, interpreted as great rewards or Jannah. And these people, when they are stricken with a calamity, they remember that they are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of trying to abandon His religion, they try to go back to His guidance. They maintain their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they believe and they recognize their status as servant, as true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillah. Surely we belong to Allah and we will all return to Him. And they also remember that this life is short and they will eventually return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what matters to them. And at the end, as I said, in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Please contemplate the beauty of this conclusion about this group of people. Allah said as a conclusion here, they are those who will receive Allah's blessings and mercy, and it is they who are rightly guided. So dear brothers and sisters, we should not try to protect ourselves or protect our families by losing our identity, by losing our religion, by disconnecting ourselves from the guidance of our Lord. We should never think about this option because we believe that true or real protection only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just check a booklet, the booklet that is called Hisn al-Muslim, or the forces of the Muslim, and you'll find there plenty of du'as, supplications that are meant for protection. So we should seek Allah's protection through du'a and tawakkul, and that should be the behavior of the true believers. We should not allow fear to make us change our lifestyle or disconnect ourselves from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, if a sister says that you guys do not know what we go through, what we are going through, you do not wear the hijab, and therefore you will never know about our own struggles. And I would like to remember this sister. I would like to say to this sister, my dear sister, the victims of 2017 attack in Quebec, in the province of Quebec, were not ladies. They were brothers who were offering their prayer. Brothers who were offering their prayer, daily prayer in the masjid. Can we tell the male members of our community, can we tell the brothers, do not come to the masjid? Can we afford to do that? Imagine if we say to the brothers, do not come to the masjid, and stay home and you'll be fine. And we tell the sisters, take off your hijab. What will happen? We will lose our religion. And our children will curse us for choosing cowardice over bravery and for making the wrong choice. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يهدينا سواء السبيل. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right guidance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the power to make the right choice. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.